It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here with a special guest. Normally, we don't have guests on the show. It is a caller-driven program, but from time to time, I like to highlight people that have done outstanding things that are worthy of discussion. And this guy certainly did that, though I don't know if he was intending to do what happened. Let me take you back in time before we bring him on the air here, because this is not the most, timely of interviews. We're a little late on this
sometimes
one.
Sometimes you can get a better perspective by looking at things from, a couple years ago.
Yes, absolutely. Great way to spin it, Mark. But we're glad to have him here now, and it's still, I think, a timely thing to talk about, especially in as the, the kind of the police state mentality in this country continues to move forward. One man that stirred up, and I believe he had a partner involved. We'll find out all the details in a moment. But one man who inadvertently stirred the hornet's nest of the police state was a guy by the name of Zebler, and he is with us on the line, and it happened in Boston. It was a couple of years ago, wasn't it? Zebler, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Nice to hear from you.
Welcome to the program.
Two and a half years ago or so I stirred up a big kind of pot of in Boston.
You had innocently gone out on assignment, basically. I mean, I'm looking at your website, which is Zebler.com, and there, you've got a lot of experience, a lot of art kind of experience here. You're a VJ, a video jockey or video disc jockey. How would you describe yourself before we go back in time and focus on that?
Right now, I'm a video artist. I finished an art school and devoted myself to that as my career. It's a registered business. I have to pay taxes like anyone else right now, and it's a bit of a pain in the ass. But, I do what I got to do to keep it official. I edit videos for people, and I also do a lot of audiovisual performances. We play in nightclubs. My act, Zebler and Canty Experience, has been traveling all around U.S. Within the last few months.
Are you for hire, then, if somebody needs that kind of service, you can help them with that?
Well, it depends. I mean, they should really get in touch with me and see if they like what I do. If they like what I do, and it's a good match, then absolutely, I'd love to be there wherever there's audience, and especially if we're getting paid, I'm not going to say no.
Now, so you and another, I guess, an associate of yours or friend were hired to promote Comedy Central product a few years ago. What happened? Give us the backstory.
How did you gig, first off?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was basically I just stumbled upon a person who designed the whole project for the Cartoon Network, and he didn't have anybody in Boston to put those advertisings up in. So he just asked me if I wanted to be involved. And for me, you're looking at me, I'm somebody who really loves video, loves to make music videos, and Cartoon Network asking me to do a stint for them, I couldn't say no. So I said yes, and I got help of my partner in Boston, Sean Stevens, and we got about 50, 55 light-up LED advertising placards for the show on the Cartoon Network. They were flat, and they had magnets in the back of them, and we just put them up all around the city, and they were designed in such a way that they would light up as soon as it gets dark.
Nice.
And for us and all of our community, all of our friends here, it was really innocent. It was something that we see in the arts world. We're familiar with light-up throwies and LED graffiti culture from New York City, so we really couldn't assume that somebody would misinterpret it for anything else.
Sure, and for those that don't know what we're talking about, these are the light, kind of light-bright-looking boards that were advertising, and they had the Moonanite character on it from the show. I believe it's Aqua Teen Hunger Force, if I'm not mistaken. And
yeah, that's right.
So the idea was these boards were going up in cities all across the country, and you were essentially the point man for this project in the Boston area. So this was happening all over the place, but for whatever reason, it caused a real explosion of situation. Or I guess it didn't cause it, but the Boston police decided to cause it for themselves by having a tremendous overreaction to this. So you guys went out around the city and you placed approximately how many of these? You said 50 just in Boston alone?
50 or 55 as far as I remember.
Mm-hmm. So you went out, you set those up, and then how long was it before the splash was made?
This is the equivalent of posting like electronic handbills. I mean, really no different than putting up little posters and that kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I mean, whenever you walk by a store and you see an LED advertising or a neon sign, it's basically like one of those.
Yeah.
But I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks before this whole thing started. And that's another thing that's so ridiculous for me is that, you know, nobody really cared for 2 or 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden one concerned citizen made a complaint or an observation, really what it was, to a police officer. And all of a sudden they went into a protocol. Boston police have a protocol. If they see something with batteries and see something with wires, their protocol requires them to explode it, no matter how ridiculous that might be. And especially it was ridiculous because everybody who was, you know, under 30 basically knew what those things were and could have told the Boston Police Department not to waste their money.
Sure.
But instead they went ahead with this huge "Let's shut down Boston" campaign. They shut down Storrow Drive. They shut down Charles River. They shut down I-93 South. And it was all happening around me. It was one of the craziest, craziest life experiences that I've been through.
But don't worry, Zebler. It wasn't their money. It was the Boston citizens' money.
I understand.
They don't care.
Yeah, they'll spend it.
This was 2.5 years ago?
Yeah,
I remember when the story broke out. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Time flies.
Wow.
So it just started blowing up. You said you were in the midst of it. So you were in the part of the city that they were shutting down.
Yeah, the sign that caused all the panic was actually right down the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
And in the weirdest twist of fate, I was down there to check out what was. Basically, we all got woken up by my roommate's girlfriend, who was freaking out on the phone. She was saying that on TV, she's saying our area is about to get shut down because of a bomb scare on the subway,
yeah,
and that we should all get into our cars and drive up to New Hampshire and save ourselves. But instead of that, I couldn't really believe it. It seemed like really incomprehensible thing to happen in this neighborhood so fast. For some reason, it just didn't click as the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down there to check it out, and I got to see with my own eyes as they exploded in one of the moonlights.
Oh, my gosh.
And after that, yeah, that's exactly what I thought. I thought, oh, my God, you know, what do I do? My first reaction was to call the people who hired me and tell them to get in touch with Boston Police Authority.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, this is how it all turned out. I thought I was protecting myself, and I recorded my conversation with my boss, telling my boss, hey, listen, there's this big problem. They're shutting down the city. You need to call Boston Police Department and tell them what's going on. And later, when the prosecutors were trying to prove my guilt to the public, they pulled it as a threat maneuver to me. They confiscated my laptop, went through every single file on it, and they found this recording, and they said this to my lawyer. They said, technically, this helps to show his innocence, but because he didn't get permission of the person he was recording, we will prosecute him for the violation of the wiretap law. And he can have, you know, multiple years in jail based on that alone. So, yeah, our plea bargaining was pretty intense with the prosecutors in Boston.
Wow, what a bunch of scumbags. I didn't realize you guys were, you actually ended up facing criminal charges. I, for whatever reason, thought those were dropped. What were the charges they ended up trying to hit you with or did hit you with?
It was pretty ridiculous, kind of. They charged us with placing a hoax device and disorderly conduct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they love that one.
And
anytime you do something they don't like.
They were latching that one on everything. And the thing is, neither one of them were true, really. We were doing a job we were hired to do by a legitimate company, and we were never uncooperative. We, as soon as the police contacted me, I told them everything for hours and hours at a time.
Well, this is what the police do. I mean, it's their job to take warm bodies and put them into jail cells, and it seems to me that the more people talk to the police, the more likely they'll be charged with a crime. And you think that you'll be okay if you try to help them, but it's not necessarily it doesn't always work out that way. Zevler, hang on, all right? We're going to bring it back, continue this discussion, because one of the things I thought was really worth highlighting was the news interview that you guys performed, which I thought was particularly brilliant, I'm sure you recall. So we'll bring it back here in moments.
Yeah.
Hang on. 800-259-9231. Zevler is on the line. If you've got a question for him, you're welcome to dial in. It's about the Boston Mennonite bomb scare things. For Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And if you've got a question for Zebler, our special guest right now, your call will be given priority. So keep that in mind as you dial in about anything. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website, we have archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, they're all right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience. So enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We bring back Zebler from Zebler.com. That's his website. And you're kind of like a video art guru professionally. But what you really made a smash, if you will, in the news about was this whole Boston bomb scare controversy that happened about, as you say, 2.5 years ago. As you and a friend or a partner of yours were going around the city putting up 50-plus Moonanite signs, which lit up when the sun went down, and were essentially LED boards with batteries, battery compartment. They had magnets on the back, and you put these up all over the city. They lasted for about 2.5-3 weeks before one person called the police, getting all paranoid because there's all these notices around whenever you're, you know, like if you're in Washington, D.C., I don't know if they do this in Boston, but they might, this kind of paranoid terrorists around the corner mentality. If you see something, call. That kind of stuff is going on everywhere. So someone saw the Moonanite sign, didn't know what it was they were seeing, and for whatever reason thought a lit up sign that was placed somewhere was a threat. They called up the cops. They came out with a bomb squad. You were in the neighborhood as they started shutting everything down around you, just amazed that this response was happening to something that you had done. And then, you know, they blew up your sign. As you say, the cops have a policy that if it's got wires sticking out, they blow it up. And I personally believe that's because cops just like to blow things up. But you know, that's my personal belief system. I want to get to the news part of the story where you guys had your news conference, because I thought that was particularly brilliant. But was there anything in between the hubbub that the police caused and the news conference that you want to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I definitely do. I think it would make it a little more clear to your listeners why I went with the interview and why I did it the way I did it. Basically, I was sort of instinctively drawn to my friend's house in Arlington, which is a suburb of Boston, because he was a lawyer and he was a good friend of mine. And I've been calling my bosses trying to tell them to take care of it over and over again, getting reassurances from them, by the way, that they're in good communication with the city, mm-hmm. which turned out to be not true. While in Arlington, the police located me one way or another, and we invited him into our house, and I had a two-hour or so interrogation right there. Within those 2 hours, I gave them locations for every device. I gave them the list of everything that was sent to me, the names and the dates of everything happening, and explained to them in 10,000 different ways how harmless these devices are, that they're really kind of works of art versus and advertising versus anything dangerous.
Sure.
So after all that, they literally just threw me in jail after explaining to them for hours what happened and put $100,000 bail on me.
Wow. Now, was there someone that was associated with you doing this too, or was it just you?
Well, Zebler, if they didn't throw you in jail and give you $100,000 a bail, then they would have just been some dummies that blew up some electronic signs. You know what I mean?
Right, right. There was a lot of trying to cover up the embarrassment by Boston officials, and that was actually the hardest thing for me to fight, because they were fighting for their own honor, and they just couldn't look like idiots to normal people. So they had to find a scapegoat. They had to find a way to punish me.
Well, I don't know.
Zebler, they already look like idiots to normal people. It's to the other cops that they want to look professional to.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know how well their PR campaign worked in Boston, but I can tell you they look like idiots up
here.
Well,
within the next month, they blew up their own mailbox, I believe. Or was it a phone?
It was a traffic counter. It was counting the traffic.
Right. Their own hardware.
It had wires and seemingly a power supply, so they blew it up as well, and it was one of their own devices.
Right, it's their own traffic counter. Now, did they throw any bureaucrats in jail for putting that thing out? No! When something happens in the free market, though, they've got to throw somebody in jail.
I saw one of these signs in a picture, and it's obviously like this cartoon character. He kind of looked like he was shooting a bird, I think.
Right, I guess that's one of the reasons why people were scared, because he was flipping the bird, right?
Was that
the
fact? Like it's some kind of dystopian thing out of the Joker and the Batman. I mean, it's crazy.
Maybe that's it. People are watching too many Joker movies. I don't know.
So, Zebler, question, before we get to the interview thing, you did mention a plea bargain earlier, and I didn't ever really realize what had come of that. I wasn't even aware of it, and so they were trying to get you with planning a hoax device, which obviously was not your intention to hoax anyone. You were doing an advertising campaign, and then the ever-favorite disorderly conduct. But you said the prosecutor threatened you with a charge of wiretapping because you'd recorded a phone call with your boss in this case, and they'd found that when they'd snatched your laptop.
Of course, no proof that he did it in the jurisdiction of Massachusetts, unless Zebler confessed to that.
Yeah, I don't know. But so they threatened you with that. What was the plea? What was the result of the plea bargain? How did that work out for you?
Oh, basically, my situation, I wanted to be a little more careful, just because I generally want to stay on the good side of the government and the good side of the being a legitimate business, and also because of my immigration status here, I just wanted to be careful. And as much as I love speaking up for freedom and speaking up for my own rights, the way they were trying to nail me down for the crimes I haven't even committed, they were trying to say that they had videos of me spraying graffiti in Boston, and, you know, a normal person would potentially believe it, but I never do graffiti at all. Like, I was not afraid of that. I wanted to take them to trial, and my friend Sean, who was arrested with me, wanted to take them to trial. But ultimately, it came down to this, you know, maybe we can do some community service in the city of Boston, do some good for some people, and the charges would be dropped. And that's kind of what we ended up with. I did about 80 hours of community service, although I ended up going way over because I got into it. I was painting a mural for treatment of handicapped children in Boston Rehabilitation Hospital.
Gotcha.
That was the deal that we ended up with. I did a bunch of community service, and I had to do an in-court apology.
So you got found not guilty, acquitted, the charges were dropped? I mean, how did it go?
I think the legal term is null process.
Null process, okay. Excellent.
Okay. Great. All right. I just wanted to clear
congratulations.
That up.
I've got to say that's about the best darn outcome you could have had, and it makes my heart feel good that that's what happened.
Well, I mean, I wish
it makes me feel pretty good too. I think the judge, it was clear to the judge that the thing wasn't going to go anywhere. And even though he looked like a conservative judge to me, it was pretty clear that he wasn't buying the prosecutor's side of it.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. I just wanted to get the details there. I mean, obviously, I don't wish that they'd force you to do anything because you never really did commit any sort of crime. But this is the system that we're in where they just make a bunch of crap up, throw it all up against the wall, and then they try to cut you a deal, to make some of it stick. I'm going to bring you back. You've got a little more time, right?
Yeah, I guess we'll talk to you guys.
All right, great. Let's talk about the interview here in a moment because this, I think, was the icing on the entire cake.
It was
absolutely brilliant, and I want to find out, see if we can pull it up maybe on YouTube and give people a simple instruction so they can actually go and see this because we don't have audio from it, so it's definitely worth a watch. More on the way here with Zebler. Your calls as well about anything. Free Talk Live.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up whatever you want. If you've got a question for Zebler, he is with us, and you're welcome to dial in with that as well at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Zebler.com is his website. He is Zebler, one of the two men who was arrested and charged with planting a hoax device in Boston. And you might remember the story from a couple of years ago. Some paranoid nutter in the streets called the police because they saw a sign with a Mononite character from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, which is a Cartoon Network animated television program. The Mononite character is flipping the bird in the sign, and so I don't know if that made them call more than anything else. Who knows what was going through their mind at the time, but they thought it was some sort of bomb or something scary, so they called the police. The police came in and decided they were going to blow it up because they couldn't be certain what that thing was. So they went and they blew the thing up, and then Zebler was arrested. I don't know if I'm telling everything in the order that it actually ended up happening, but it made national news. It made the Boston police look like a bunch of jerks, and they probably are. And so we've actually got him on the line with us to tell us the story. And so after all of this stuff bubbled up, you guys held a press conference. Now, who called this thing? Was it you? Who put this together? Because it was absolutely brilliant.
here to say it was me. Basically, I got a little bored in prison. I got a little boiled up as well. I was pretty mad at the way the whole thing turned up. I felt like they were really blowing things out of proportion, and I also knew that the news media were going to jump on that story to continuously talk about fear and fearful messages and, you know, to try to drive up their ratings even higher. And I just couldn't help myself. I tried to come up with a way to diffuse everything, to make it seem, to make it, to make people realize what, how silly the whole thing really was. So as I was pacing in my holding cell inside the courthouse with my legs and my arms shackled with my, my friend Sean Stevens, I knew I had to do something. I wanted to talk to the media, and a lawyer categorically told us not to talk about our case. So it just led me to this thought. Okay, what can we talk about that will diffuse this whole situation and make people realize how ridiculous it is? And we just decided to talk about something as far away removed from the case or anything political, anything at all, to make people extremely confused and finally realize how ridiculous this whole thing is through that.
You definitely, so you definitely accomplished that.
This massive media, there was a ton of media all around us. And the thing I didn't know at the time was they were broadcasting us live on Fox, on CNN, for about 10 minutes, uninterrupted. My press conference was broadcast live.
Wow.
And you can actually check out documentation of the whole thing on my Vimeo page, which is a YouTube-like page for videos. It's Vimeo/Zebler. You should find me there.
Okay, cool.
But so we went out, and literally we agreed to each other to talk about nothing but haircuts in the 70s. And this was the whole thing. For 10 minutes or so, the media tried to break us and tried to get us to talk about the case. And we just refused. We wanted to have a conversation with the media completely unrelated to the case about haircuts in the 70s.
Yeah, they kept throwing hardball. They kept throwing hardball questions out at you, and no matter what the question was, you took it and turned it right back around into 70s hairstyles.
Right. I mean, there's one simple answer for that. That's not a hair question.
Yeah.
We're only taking hair questions
today. It's not a hair question. I'm sorry. I'm only taking hair questions.
It was amazing. So Zebler, wait, it was vimeo.com/Zebler, also on probably any video sharing website you can search, Aqua Teen Press Conference, and that will bring it up as well. So it's just something that's well worth a watch, especially what I thought was most brilliant about it was that typically when somebody gets busted for some non-offense that the government considers an offense, you know, whether
they make a quick apology and they walk away. And I just felt like there was no need for an apology. There was no need for me to look meek. I have not done anything wrong.
Absolutely.
If I had done something wrong, I'd feel guilty, I'd feel bad, but I have not. So the best way to show that you haven't done anything wrong is defiance. You know? It's the best way out there.
And comedy. It wasn't just defiance, Zebler. It was also comic at the same time. I mean, you were having fun.
Hence me trying to diffuse the situation a little bit.
Make
people understand that it's not a big deal.
Right. In the threat of jail time, a lot of people would be taking this very, very seriously, and you showed that this, you know, even though you are facing some sort of punishment, you still aren't taking their process seriously, and you made as light of it as you possibly could.
Trying to show weaknesses in the legal system. Ultimately, I knew I could face jail time. I knew I could probably even face worse things for that. I mean, there's still people really mad at me in the Boston area. But the truth is, I love all my neighbors. I'm a good-hearted person, and I have not done anything wrong.
Right.
So I just wanted to show it through my absolute certainty that, you know, I'm a free man, and I will remain a free man, despite of, you know, what people will try to make of me.
Well said. I want to go to a phone call for you here. Craig is on the line. I think you've, Craig, do you have a question for Zebler in Kentucky? Craig? Craig, are you there? Craig for Zebler? Going once.
Violation. Was that a specific law to Massachusetts?
You got cut in right there in the middle of your sentence. Could you run that by him one more time, Craig?
Okay. He said that they were going to prosecute him for a violation of wiretap law. Okay, he was a participant in that conversation, and I was wondering, you know, O.J., they convicted O.J. on taped audio evidence. And do you see where I'm going with that?
You're wondering if it was if Massachusetts is a two-way state and that both parties must be aware of the recording. Is that what your question is?
Well, see, the wiretap law is for a recording of two individuals that don't know they're being taped, isn't it?
No, it depends. It depends on the governmental jurisdiction that you find yourself standing in. Some states, they only require that one side knows about the recording, so you could be the side that knows. But a state like I know New Hampshire, for instance, where we're performing this radio program, both sides must be notified. And I don't think consent is necessarily required as much as notification is required. Like if you were to say, Craig, I'm recording this call, and you continue.
We are recording this call.
And actually, yes, there's considerable precedence to back that up, too, because if you've ever called in to a customer service line or something like that, it says this call may be recorded.
Yep.
It doesn't ask you permission. It doesn't give you the opportunity to stop. It's
you hang up if you don't want that to happen.
Exactly.
So, Zebler, are you familiar with that? I mean, it seems to me that it's probably a two-way state based on the prosecutor's threats. Your thoughts?
My thoughts is that we're not actually going to, in the long run, use that against me because it would just make them look ridiculous. I would have witnesses to back me up saying I did the right thing, and the phone call literally showed that I did the right thing by telling my bosses what happened immediately. So I feel like it was a bluff card, but it was one of those bluff cards that, you know, if you're really not sure and somebody's threatening you with a few years in jail, and they seize your laptop with the evidence of that, you know, I had to pay attention to it. And one of the biggest weapons I had in my hands was Boston did not want to look ridiculous anymore.
Craig, thank you for the call tonight. Go ahead, Zibler, sorry about that.
Yeah, and one of the biggest weapons I had was the Boston already looked ridiculous to the eyes of the world, and they just wanted this whole thing done and over with as soon as possible.
How did they get your laptop? Did they raid your house or serve a warrant or what?
It was kind of funny. It just happened to be there with me when I was answering their questions and when they were interrogating me in my friend's house for 2 hours. They were asking me for really nitpicky details about, you know, locations of everything and, you know, proof of me being hired by the company. And I had the laptop with me with all the emails that the company sent me. So I was checking the emails to tell them, you know, everything. And at that point, they said they'd like to take it from me. And I asked what my options were. And they said, well, we can either take it right now, and this will look good for you, or we can wait a little bit and get a court order to take it from you. But we'll take it from you either way.
Would you say that things would have gone... Actually, darn it. Can we keep you on for one more segment, Zeb?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on, dude. More with Zebler here in moments. Your calls, if you've got one, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, and it's at no extra cost to you. It's the same old great Amazon prices. It's just that we get a percentage of their profit. So enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We have video artist guru guy, Zebler, with us. Zebler.com is his website. And he really is, somebody that's normally just kind of behind the scenes, from what I can tell, in as far as your career is concerned. You put together videos professionally, and you got a side job working for Cartoon Network, where you were putting up these Moonanite signs in Boston, and part of an advertising campaign for Aqua Teen Hunger Force was going on across the country. Somebody decided to be scared about this LED light-up board, and they called the police. The police came out, shut down a good chunk of the city, and made a real big deal out of this, and they decided to arrest you and charge you with a couple different things. You took it very lightly and were very cool about the entire affair. In fact, you held a press conference, which, as we talked about, was absolutely brilliant, and people can find that on any video sharing website by searching for Aqua Teen Press Conference, where you guys were talking about 70s hairstyles and your dreadlocks for a few minutes with the press. So it's great stuff, and we were in the midst of, discussing the fact that the police managed to snatch your laptop because you had done what you thought was the right thing. You went down and decided to answer all their questions, and you brought your laptop along with you so you could pull some information up while you were there, and that's when they decided to steal your laptop from you and then search through it. That's how they discovered a phone call of yours between you and your boss that apparently the boss didn't know he was being being recorded, and so therefore they threatened you with wiretapping charges, just being generally mean and nasty. Would you say, Zebler, that you'd have been better off not talking to the police in that instance?
I think it would have been the same result, really. Ultimately, there was no crime committed, so I really didn't have to tell them anything, and I could have just waited till I got a lawyer and had my lawyer talk to them instead of me. And I think what was really moving the gears behind the entire process was not the police even. It was the bigger political players in Massachusetts.
Really?
People really got burned by this. They didn't want to look stupid. They wanted to have the city get compensated. And by the way, the city did get compensated pretty well. The Turner Network, which is the parent network of the Cartoon Network, paid the city $2 million as a result of this.
Wow.
So the city was well compensated, overly compensated for the entire thing. Everything got paid for. And for one reason or another, they just couldn't let me go. They wanted to sort of cover up their own egos a little bit by trying to find a way to punish me, at least symbolically, so that the public who elects them into office is somehow satisfied with that punishment.
I want to look on the, if she throws a brighter side to all this. I mean, obviously you kept pretty up spirits throughout it. Obviously the news conference showed that, despite the fact that they were trying to scare you and intimidate you, which is what they do. You didn't put your tail between your legs. You stood tall and you stood up for what you believe in. And I think that's the most noteworthy part of the entire story. But what happened with your career in the, you know, video production field? Did this help your name get out there and get you some extra jobs? Did you see a boost in, you know, visits to the website or possible hires that you had after this?
I'm still kind of the same. It was really funny. About a year or so afterwards, AP did an interview with me where their editorial point was that my career is soaring as a result of that. But they called all of the people that were employing me, and they didn't even know about the incident. They thought, you know, I was just a great video guy, and I made awesome videos, and that's why they wanted to hire me, and they were surprised by those questions. However, the AP didn't want to give in their editorial point and latched onto the words like, oh, I wouldn't mind making a profit out of this. I'm not seeing any, but I wouldn't mind. And they spun the whole thing around and made it seem like I was making money from this, where in reality, you know, I live in an artist loft with a bunch of other artists, and we work really hard every day to try to make our living happen. And we'll probably keep doing the same thing.
Well, it's excellent. You've done an amazing job, and I'm glad you've come on the show here tonight. Was there any other part of the story that you wanted to relate that maybe I didn't ask you about or that we didn't get a chance to cover?
I did a brief stint later as well on some media networks. I went on Fox News. I went on a few other networks. And I think I was just trying to make a sneaky point. For example, I went on Geraldo Rivera's show on Fox Channel, and I wore a T-shirt that said Fear in big red letters on it, and also wore a fake mustache to give congratulations to Geraldo.
He does have an amazing mustache.
Not a lot of people know about that, but they can also find it. And the entire documentary, I have like a brief documentary compiled from the news media bits about me on my Vimeo page, which is vimeo.com/Zebler.
Is that linked anywhere?
Z-E-B-L-E-R.
Just a question. Is that linked from your website as well, Zebler.com?
If it's not, I will do it really shortly so listeners can really easily find that clip.
Excellent. And how did it go with Geraldo?
It was really confusing, kind of. We were on opposite sides. We were doing sort of like a, you know, I was in Boston and he was elsewhere recording everything to go on air. And he was having a really hard time with my name. And for the first part of the interview was extremely awkward. And somehow we ended up getting our point across, but it was one of the most awkward interviews, I think. Not anything that I do necessarily, but at the same time, I feel pretty ridiculous. I have this fake mustache on my face. I had makeup artists apply makeup to my fake mustache, not saying anything about it. And here I am on Geraldo, you know, about to go live. It's pretty hilarious.
I love it. I'm definitely going to look for you. So you cut the documentary of your clips together on on your own, because that's what you do, right? You do video production.
Yeah, I'm a video artist, and I had a bunch of people approach me to do a documentary, or a bunch of people approach me for interviews later. But the truth be told, I just feel more comfortable just putting all the news media clips together in one place where everybody just can go and see it for themselves. And, yeah.
Very cool. Zevler.com for anybody that, like you said, you do a lot of club video work and stuff like that?
Yeah, me and my friend in Canty, we do a lot of club dance performances where we really try to push it into the new 21st century, kind of. We utilize three projectors to project one extra large video image that is completely synchronized with surround sound music that's hopefully making people dance and reflect on life all at the same time.
It says here you've got the ability to create complex multimedia from scratch, including video pre- and post-production, 3D modeling, high-level audio recording and editing, interactivity, web and graphic design, managing event production and execution, live video performance. So, I don't know, maybe we can get you a client out of this interview. People that might be interested in Zevler's product services should head over to Zevler.com. You've got all kinds of samples and resumes and stuff like that.
It'd be better for them than the darn Boston PD did, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, that's great, guys. I very much appreciate it. I just got back from a U.S. tour with a band from England called Spangl. And, you know, right now I'm looking for new gigs. So if something comes my way, I'll be glad to accept it.
Zevler, I want to thank you for taking the time out. Like I did, we talked to before the show, and I said, I don't know how long this is going to be. I didn't know if it was going to be 15 minutes or if it was going to be a full hour. But it really, you did a great job. And it's a very interesting story that you have to tell. And glad it, you know, it could have worked. I guess it could have been worse what those people in Boston did to you, so glad you're not in jail and moving ahead with your life and your career.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Keep up the great work out there, and thank you for the call tonight. Thank you for being on the phones. All right, Zevler was with us, Zevler.com, his website. Cool, man. That guy's heroic in my book. I mean, for especially because he didn't turn tail. He didn't put his tail between his legs and sheepishly apologize, like you see with all these, you know, like a celebrity that gets caught with marijuana in their purse at the airport or something like that. Any old time somebody who's got some public level of prestige gets busted for something that's completely harmless.
And it sounds very insincere, of course, because, they get caught, and then it's not something they really felt guilty about, but then there's this big deal made about it, and then they feel compelled to apologize for something.
For whatever reason.
They know wasn't wrong.
Yeah, and I mean, for whatever reason, they're worried about how they'll be perceived. I mean, people like, what was the swimmer? Michael whatever Phelps. Did he end up apologizing for that?
I
think he just had a drunk driving incident. Something I heard just briefly on the news a couple of days ago.
Really?
It apparently had a drunk driving incident or something like that is surrounding it. I don't know the specifics. Please don't take my word as news on this one. But
I just thought it was great.
Yeah, he apologized. I blogged about that.
Sure he did. Zevler stayed strong. He stood tall for what he believed in, and he had fun with their process by having a fun press conference. And go and see that video when you get a chance. It's worth the watch. Hour 2 is coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.